On today's episode, we'll dive into the latest updates in cybersecurity, discussing key developments from industry leaders like Cisco's efforts to patch critical vulnerabilities, Google's new security measures for Chrome and Android, Kaspersky's insights into rising digital threats and their enhanced response systems, and the FBI's warnings about increasing cyber threats in the cryptocurrency sector. Cisco update, addressing critical vulnerabilities and strengthening cybersecurity. Cisco has been actively working to enhance its security infrastructure by addressing numerous critical vulnerabilities across its platforms. The company has taken significant steps to fortify its smart licensing utility, mitigating risks related to remote attacks and eliminating a backdoor account that posed serious security threats. These updates are crucial for safeguarding users and administrators from potential exploits. In addition, Cisco has patched vulnerabilities in its identity services engine and ClamEv software to prevent privilege escalation and information disclosure risks. There has also been a fix for a vulnerability in Cisco Duo Authentication for Epic, which aimed to prevent data manipulation and information leaks. On a related note, Cisco's merchandise site experienced a JavaScript hack that compromised customer data caused by a security flaw in Magento. This incident, attributed to a Magecart attack, underscores the importance of robust web security and consumer data protection. To further bolster its cybersecurity efforts, Cisco emphasized cybersecurity compliance as a top priority in its recent report on industrial networking. The company is also exploring ways to integrate threat intelligence with Cisco Secure Network Analytics to enhance network security. In partnership news, Cisco has joined forces with Rubrik to improve cyber resiliency through integrated solutions, aiming to offer more comprehensive protection to their customers. Lastly, despite Cisco's swift action in addressing a zero-day flaw and command injection vulnerability in its identity services engine, users are strongly encouraged to update their systems promptly to mitigate any residual risks. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to monitor Cisco's progress in tackling these critical cybersecurity challenges. Google News, key cybersecurity developments. 1. Rise in malverteasing. Online ads are increasingly being exploited for cybercrime, emphasizing the need for stronger security measures. 2. Google's security updates. Google has released new security patches for Chrome to fix multiple high-severity vulnerabilities. Pixel device vulnerabilities have been resolved by removing outdated software components. Google's latest security patch addresses several critical issues specifically for Pixel users. Regular security updates for Android continue to mitigate exploited vulnerabilities. 3. Vulnerability discoveries. A critical denial of service vulnerability was found in Google Go's XNet component. Multiple Android applications have exploited OCR technology to steal cryptocurrency credentials. 4. Malware reports. Malware activity has been linked to Google Ads and Atomic Stealer, highlighting a notable threat vector. 5. New security implementations. Discussions are ongoing about integrating the Rust programming language into existing firmware codebases to enhance security. Two-step verification is highlighted as an essential measure for bolstering account security. 6. Safeguarding credentials. The safety of using a Google Voice number for Apple ID verification versus a regular phone number is being evaluated. 7. Browser vulnerabilities. North Korean threat actors have exploited Chrome zero-day vulnerabilities targeting the cryptocurrency sector. 8. Google Trust decisions. The decision to distrust Intrust TLS certificates has led to operational challenges for organizations. 9. Advanced security research. Research has revealed significant vulnerabilities, such as the exploitation of multi-valued property in Exchange PowerShell and a high-severity remote code execution vulnerability in Windows Wi-Fi drivers. 10. Microsoft security enhancements. New vulnerabilities in Microsoft macOS apps could allow unauthorized access. Data poisoning is suggested as an alternative to blocking for combating data harvesting by major companies. Azure tools are being enhanced for incident response and compliance. Practical steps are being shared to secure web applications using Azure Firewall. New security measures address Windows logfile vulnerabilities. Microsoft introduces prompt shields for better security in Azure OpenAI and a new solution for protecting Microsoft 365 Copilot. Seamless Pass leverages Kerberos tickets for securing Microsoft 365 access. 11. North Korean cyber campaigns. A North Korean cyber campaign involving a Chromium vulnerability is under analysis. Alarms have been raised about Lazarus Group's BYOVD rootkit exploits and vulnerabilities. 12. Usenix security initiatives. Groundbreaking research on CPU exception leakage has been highlighted at Usenix Security 23. Stay tuned as we bring you the latest updates on these important security issues and how they might affect you. Next in Kaspersky News, we examine the latest updates and insights in the cybersecurity landscape. Kaspersky has reported a rise in significant cyber attacks in the second quarter of 2024, highlighting an increasing trend of digital threats. To address these challenges, the company has upgraded its Security Information and Event Management SIM system, enhancing the productivity of cybersecurity teams and improving incident response efficiency. Kaspersky's Global Emergency Response Team, GERT, reviewed notable incident response cases from 2023, offering valuable lessons and industry insights. The company's analysis points to major cyber threats in Q2 2024, with particular concern over hackers threatening to leak sensitive data from Planned Parenthood amidst broader cybersecurity issues. Additionally, Kaspersky revealed a year-long cyber espionage campaign by the hacker group Tropic Trooper, targeting a governmental entity in the Middle East. In regulatory news, the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, has banned Kaspersky antivirus software from telecom equipment due to national security concerns. As a result, Kaspersky plans to migrate its U.S. customers to a trusted partner's product, Ultra AV, following a White House directive. Kaspersky also discussed various cyber threats targeting young gamers and the potential risks involved. There is ongoing exploration of quantum-resistant encryption to ensure future security compatibility in 2024. The company has warned educational institutions about fraudulent campaigns during the back-to-school season, urging vigilance and proactive security measures. Another alarming development involves the hacktivist group Headmare exploiting a WinRAR vulnerability to launch attacks on Russia and Belarus, showcasing evolving cyber adversary tactics. In the podcast, recent topics such as X's ban and issues with Apple's App Store were discussed, providing a comprehensive look at current digital security matters. Additionally, common myths and superstitions about digital privacy and security were explored to debunk misconceptions and provide clarity in the cybersecurity realm. Stay tuned for more updates and expert insights as we navigate through these challenging and dynamic times in cybersecurity. In recent FBI reports, there's been a significant increase in concerning activities within the cryptocurrency sector. The FBI has issued multiple warnings about escalating cyber threats from North Korea, including sophisticated hacking techniques targeting cryptocurrency firms and investors. These attacks involve high-level social engineering tactics aimed at hijacking private keys and accessing critical financial data. The FBI has also highlighted specific threats against Bitcoin ETF issuers and US-based crypto ETFs. Beyond corporate targets, there's a troubling rise in Android malware designed to steal crypto keys from individual users. Furthermore, there is an elevated threat from Russia-linked GRU Unit 291155, which targets global critical infrastructure. China's hacking program has also become a major concern, being larger and more advanced than those of other nations, thereby escalating global cyber warfare risks. Together with the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, the FBI has released a joint advisory to defend against these new ransomware and social engineering threats. The advisory underscores the urgent need for heightened security measures within the cryptocurrency sector and beyond. Stay informed as this situation develops. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Stay safe out there in the digital world, and don't forget to join us next week for another enlightening episode of our weekly cybersecurity series.